Well, even at Mass today, we hear about taxes. Lucky us, huh? We know taxes are an issue today. And after listening to the gospel, we know taxes were an issue during the time of our Lord. So what do we conclude from that, except that taxes have always been an issue and will always be an issue? We pay taxes on virtually everything. One tax in the day of Jesus was a tax called the census tax, which was a tax you had to pay for basically existing. During the time of Jesus, remember, Rome ruled Palestine. And so every person had to pay a census tax to Rome while they lived in Palestine. So that irritated them. But on top of that, the tax had to be paid using Roman coins. So you would go to changers with your currency and change it into Roman coins so that you could pay the census tax to Rome while you lived in Palestine. And as a result, we have today's beautiful gospel story. Now, this story begins with the Pharisees and the Herodians working together. Now, this is very unusual that these two groups would agree on something and work together. So even enemies are finding newfound friends as they work against our Lord Jesus. Before they kill him, they will discredit him and embarrass him. So they come up with this question: is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar? And what our Lord does is really unbelievable. The first thing he does is he shows them he doesn't have a Roman coin. They do. So he asks them for a Roman coin. They're already carrying the Roman coin, ready to pay the tax. They give it to him, and he asks them, "What's on it?" "Caesar," they say. And our Lord says to them, "If the image of the government is on the coin, then give what you owe to the government. But also give to God what belongs to God. Because God's image is in us. We are created in God's image. So we give to God what we owe God." We often forget that part of it. Paul's letter to the Thessalonians has Paul saying that the gospel just didn't come to us in word, but it came to us in power with much conviction. Our Lord wants followers who have much conviction to give him what we owe him. We know that we pay our taxes to the government. If we don't, there are watchdogs. The wolves will be sent loose. We pay those taxes. What can lack in our life is giving God what we owe God. So today, let us reflect and review and revise in our lives how we give to God what belongs to God. What can we give? The first thing we can give is our time. I see many of you coming to Mass early, spending some quiet time with our Lord. I see many of you coming to adoration to spend time with our Lord. I see many of you coming to Mass early to pray publicly the rosary, asking Mary to pray for us and to lead us to her Son. And of course, all of you here at Mass. Every second we give our Lord is preparing us for eternity. It will never be lost. A moment here is a better than 1,000 elsewhere. And so when you come to Mass, this is your time with God. You owe this. We owe this to God for all we've been given. And so we give time. Never forget that. We also give our talent. We all are different, thank God, and we bring unique gifts to the church. How do we empower the church with our unique gifts? We don't use our talents just for ourselves. We are to use them to build up the body of Christ. So time we give, talent we give, and treasure we give. We give our tithes, our earned resources back to God. We know how citizens of a country pay taxes. Paul reminded us again and again, our citizenship is in heaven. We are citizens of God's kingdom. We are citizens of this parish, and so we give. We give when we come to Mass, and we give long term for our vision in the future. Today, let us reflect how gratefully we give. Let us review how much we give of our time, talent, and treasure. And above all, let us prayerfully revise, because rarely, my people, rarely do we need to do less for our Lord. Amen.